All right, and welcome back to another episode of No Quitters, the best MTV The Challenge podcast in the universe. As always, I'm your host, Clem, and I am joined by my alliance on the podcast. We got Easy Eddie out of Chicago. We got Captain Cons out of his lair. I think it's a we're going to start calling it a lair now in New Jersey. On what may or may not have gone down in there. We got JJ a couple blocks away from Anissa down in Philly. And we got Reegs in Tornado Alley in Cincinnati. Yeah. And we are ready to rock. We have an interesting – this is our first episode, that, at least for me and Cons, that it felt like an old episode where we're not getting our four square meals with the podcast. We get our breakfast, which is, you know
– This is how they lose people.
What?
This is how they lose people.
This is how they lose people, yes. We don't get – we get challenge. We get the party. And we get the elimination. That's basically the three things we asked for. Maybe a little tribunal in there, stuff like that, drama before. But basically, it's a three meals with a couple snacks involved. But you know what? I'm going to give them a shot here. We have plenty to talk about. I'm all right with it. I'm going to say it right now. I was all right with the way this thing all broke. I think we got enough juice to dig our teeth into for an episode here. We start with – and this also – they always do this little trick here with the elimination. We start with the previous elimination. So turns out our boy Jay just got the wind knocked out of him. No broken arm, no death. Goes in, gets just fucking is just shooting like just shooting air balls. It was such a waste of that fireball challenge. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but we didn't get a concussion out of it. Like there does need to be an injury for that to. It's either that or just ultimate like. Rogan versus CT type hitting on hitting.
Yeah. I mean, two real points here. Number one, although I believe it to be inadvertent, that's a great strategy. The only dude in the house who has red skulls, just knock him out of the game, send him home. Then nobody has red skulls. Pretty good strategy. And number two, if you guys remember, the scariest thing when you're a little kid is the first time you get the wind knocked out of you and the first time you get a concussion because you have no idea what's going on. Especially when you get the wind knocked out of you, you think you're dying.
Yep. That and rolling an ankle. If you roll an ankle, you could like convince somebody it's snapped in half or it's just a twist.
Yep. We played a lot of backyard football and it was tackle on like the grass. And I never understood why my mom like got like had like nightmares about it. It's because we all like were basically club within like knocking on death's door every single time and experienced all the things you guys just talked about there.
This well, I wanna, was it. I do want to say, I don't think this was even close to a win. This is exactly what you want out of this. No one remembers. There's no like, oh, remember when there was that elimination and it was really close to the end? No, you remember when bananas is a backpack. You remember when a guy gets dominated. When they put two people in there like hall brawl or whatever, like you want, we never see it, but we want to see someone get their head ripped off.
Yeah.
And that's what we got. That's exactly what it was. If Jay starts hitting jump shots, like what the fuck is that?
It actually would have been hilarious if he made that jumper, though, because he pulled up from, like, barely inside of the circle.
I would have liked to have seen him make one, and then, you know, Rogan just makes all three or makes the first two. Because
no, this is a 16 seed and a one seed.
Yeah.
Curious. I don't know if you guys looked a lot after last week's episode, but people were furious at Rogan, like, calling him a dirty fuck. They, like, of course, you know, the torches, that. And they wanted a mob. They wanted him banned and shit. Did you guys think it was that dirty?
No, it was a smart play. He used his size to his advantage. It's like saying, let's say with the basketball analogies, where you get mad if on Shaq posting up a guard? No, like, he should put his ass in the post, right? Like, that's, to me, what Rogan did. He saw a mismatch. He took advantage of it. And he just, he tackled the guy. Like, what is he, like, he did everything that you're supposed to do in that situation.
I think the producers wanted.
Right, exactly, exactly. Yes. And what's funny is you got to remember these interviews are all, you know, hindsight 2020, so he can talk a big game. I don't think he had it in his head, like, I'm going to intentionally land on top of this dude and try to injure him more. I think that's just the way it shook out, and he happened to knock the wind out of him.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cocksucker move to push his face down when he got up.
Yeah, when you use the ground to get up there. Yeah.
Of course.
It's also heat of the moment stuff, though.
Yeah, you don't got to like it, but, like, people just took it way too overboard about how mad they were at him.
Was it the people on the show that were mad, or was it, like, people on Twitter?
People on Twitter and shit. Okay.
I think it was also
those people on Twitter who are mad just never played rough games growing up.
There was Marlon. I don't know if you guys remember him from I mean, he was at a Portland season, I think, but yep. he played football at Texas Tech. He's like,
oh, I remember him.
I played football. Like, that was a bitch move by him. Like,
he's the guy that had the super religious dad, right? And he
was bi.
Yes, yeah, that's yeah, right. Yeah. yeah.
And he was so I guess some people, former champ, I don't know. It was crazy to me.
Those are defensive players. They took a little more contact than Connor did at quarterback behind his nice cushy offensive line.
On the bench.
The other thing is,
don't get it twisted. Yeah. I was safe on the bench.
Yeah, you're pretty safe wearing a hat playing football.
Yeah.
The other thing is Rogan played rugby. And I think like people kind of forgot that when they're like yelling, like Eddie said, like the dude's using titting
people. What does that mean? But like, what does that mean?
Well, in terms of like,
doesn't everyone play it there? Where he's from, isn't that just like, oh, he walked down the street?
But like, I think in terms of like the way he tackled Jay is how you would tackle somebody playing rugby.
The push down on the head, are they rivals? I don't know the backstory with them too. I know Rogan has some beef with a couple people.
Yeah, they became rivals because of D.
That's yeah, right. But either way, I think he was doing that to try to intimidate him a little
for
bit.
For sure.
And hey, like, again, I'm not going to be upset about it because I wanted someone to use the ball to light the other person on fire. I'm not going to get worried that he rubbed his head in the dirt. Turns out he had a concussion. There's no blue tents in the Czech Republic. Big shocker. And he straight up just forgot the first round, which I mean.
That was a quick concussion, though.
Yeah, it was.
But he just went to freaking Looney Tunesville right with the quickness like that.
Just
that
asking was what are the rules over and over.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know
that
what?
Producer looked so mad when he was just like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a little out of it. She was just like, oh, God damn it. Like,
yeah.
You know what's funny, though, as I say that? Like, I'm thinking back to the concussions I've had. I might have said stuff like that, though, too. So it's not that crazy. I retract everything I just said the last 30 seconds.
I'm pissed, though. Like, how are they not going to address the two skulls? Like,
right.
And they're not going to say shit. Like, you got to figure that out.
So what are you suggesting, though, Ed?
Well, then like
they should go back in the pot or something, right? Is that what you're getting to?
Yeah. Or it should have been like, hey, like, you took one off him. Like, he won two eliminations to get that. He should maybe still be around. I don't know.
That's actually, you know what? That's not a bad compromise. Maybe sacrifice one, and since you got two.
Yeah.
Like when kind of like Lives and Mario.
Like when the Ultimate Warrior was the Intercontinental Champion, and then he won the World Championship from Hulk Hogan. Just got to get a wrestling thing in there.
Yes, we have to have our 80s to 90s wrestling promo in there. What happened with that? Did he drop the belt? Did he drop the Intercontinental, right?
Yeah.
God damn.
Clem, I'm going to go back to something real quick that you said at the beginning, and this might be a better question for Eddie. Didn't it feel a little bit like a vintage challenge episode where you had all the drama, you had the injury, you had the weird challenge? Outside of not getting that last, I guess, elimination, I thought it was trending towards like a vintage type episode.
A week ago.
What? Oh, I think you said a week ago. Yeah. Oh, I can go. I guess if you add in that it was they had technically had an elimination, right? It was just last week's elimination.
But I guess I'm thinking more the drama reminded me of like the vintage challenge drama.
Yeah, you have to do. I also have to have the vote in and all the people crying about how they got voted in and how it's so unfair when you need to be voted in. So that's the only thing that stopped it. And we'll get into it later. I will say we got this season on, which was pretty fucking good, and that kind of like got the juices flowing right before it ended. So I kind of like let a lot of the anger go. Eddie, what did you think about like this episode compared, like before we started the call, Reek said, this is how they kind of do it. They've done it even in the seasons Connor and I were out for, where they will bring it back down the road, maybe a double elimination or something like that, just to kind of catch it up. But there is kind of like the way that they, even the great producers, they can't cut it perfectly where it all makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people were bitching too, cause they did this last episode. They did it to be continued on the elimination actually. Yep. So, I mean, like you said, like they're kind of going back in these old habits. So I don't know if I'd say vintage, but the drama has been kind of lacking, I feel, in the bunker. In this episode, there's probably the most drama, which was actually decent.
Maybe
but
that's what I was just thinking more of versus like the old, like, you know, if you go back 10 years from now where the house drama, that like it was the bringing up like people like ex-boyfriends or current boyfriends that aren't there. Like that just reminded me of watching like Fresh Meat War.
Yeah.
I will say, if they had brought Jay back, they took a skull off and brought him back, and then you just get to see the effect after effects of an actual concussion as he's living in a house of fucking morons, as he's drinking.
Not even a house, underground, no exposure to natural light.
I kind of would have liked to have seen like a man slowly. He's basically become what we've all become in quarantine. I would have liked to have seen.
Yeah, that would have been a messed up sign experiment.
Just picture him sitting there dazed, and you know they're still voting his ass back in with no regard.
It's like, and you're gonna pay bananas is around in a wall brawl.
He would definitely pick up the wrong name off the board too. Like he would just grab like Joe, put it on there.
It's like, this week we're going to have Vontaze Burfict come in, and he's going to, like, that's exactly what happened. Okay, so Bobby said, we had some drama. We had some boyfriends, ex-boyfriends, whatever the fuck you want to call it, going on. First off, my former girl, I had said I can't let her – I cannot defend her anymore if she's going to stay with this guy, Zach. Our girl Jenna gets – basically the ignored treatment from Zach, followed by like the angry phone call discussion about him looking at her DMs. Fellas, this is a rough look, is it not?
It's a very rough look. But one thing I would like to point out, what are the chances that Jenna just doesn't understand that there's a time difference and every time she calls, it's just like 3 a.m. and he's asleep. And that's why he was missing all these calls.
It's high. It's like, it's higher than we want to say.
Wow.
Otter, that was some good detective work right there. She's like, I'm calling him at 5 o'clock.
He's not answering. It's 5 a.m. It's 5 a.m. back home. He's asleep.
And he's also fucking someone else. But he's also asleep next to her. Don't worry about it.
Was 32 years old going in his girlfriend's DMs to like ignore
from 2 years
her.
Before.
Yeah, from 2 years ago from her getting with Corey. What are we doing here? You both.
I mean, that's the most Zach thing. He like popcorn muscles at the finest. That's Zach, like going through Instagram DMs. If there's one person on the challenge I expect to do that, it's Zach.
It's crazy. He's getting like abused on Twitter. Good. When I just search his mentions. And then these two went on and got engaged in front of the Rockefeller Christmas tree. Like total garbage.
And it's last episode, hint number one. Where, what did she say? She's like, okay, be good. And then hit number two. She's like, okay, so Zach isn't answering my calls. And it's like, I mean, go like, how many more statements do you need to say out loud to realize that it's probably not it, Jenna?
Mm-hmm. I'll give Nani credit. She was like, she can go back with her bullshit life with Zach. And I did not expect Nani to drop that, like, be the most profound about their relationship.
Yeah, it's definitely the, oh, honey, or the, like, god damn it, girl. Like, you just want to shake her and just, like, kind of just knock some sense into her. The fact he did it when they were not even together, and he's looking back in that time frame, right, is a whole other fucking set of just ridiculousness. There was two theories. One was it was about Corey and her from after their season allegedly hooking up, which could have then been maybe flirting afterwards, since we know our guy Corey. Or it could have been that she got allegedly finger banged by a homeless person in Bruno a couple years ago or whatever else had happened. Remember with that whole thing? Or, you know, it could just be some random fucking schmuck in New York or wherever the hell they were. So,
well, not only that, like, how many – she has to get so many DMs, right? Like, there's a ton of people that watch Challenge. She's arguably the hottest person on there.
Yeah.
So it's like, who knows what he's actually mad at, too.
Connor could be in those DMs for all I know. Connor could have been in those DMs at some point.
Yo, there's a possibility I am because we were like trying to get her on the show. I don't know. It's very
what a story that would be. What if it came out that it was just No Quitters harassing her to get her on? Yes. And that's what Zach's pissed about.
These are just garbage people who just deserve these garbage lives. Like, you put yourself in this situation, you put up with this shit. Oh, I know he's probably cheating. Oh, he went through my DMs. Maybe I'm going to go home. Maybe I'm going to stay. I'm not a good competitor at this anyway. Like, come on. What are we doing? But she's taking up a roster spot.
Yeah. Was this also credit to the producers? Was this at the point when Jewel Foolish Games was playing in the background?
Yes.
What a throwback.
Tip of the cap.
I do love how they've just gone straight like 90s, early 2000s with their music again. Everyone's complimenting the Last Dance playlist. We need the Challenge Total Madness playlist on Spotify here soon.
They need to get that shit on Spotify, which, by the way, I looked up. There is The Last Dance on Spotify, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. All right. Nice.
And they update it weekly.
And I don't know. I don't know if we might get here, Clem, because they have it later, but it's related to Jenna. I think all five of us were stunned that she didn't go home, right?
Absolutely stunned.
As soon as it's mentioned, like the possibility of going home is mentioned, that usually comes to fruition.
Yeah, but when they cut to that break and they were all lined up ready to do the challenge, I was like, there's no way. She's like, sorry, TJ, I got to go home. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought for a fact, so I'm shocked she stayed.
How about Bananas answering for her, though? Like, he looked at her, like, they made the eye contact, and Bananas was like, all right, we're ready. Let's get going here.
Because Bananas probably only has so much time left on his Adderall or whatever he takes before, like, one of these days. So he's like, let's just get it going. Like, I'm tired of listening to this shit.
When she went into, like, the room and she's getting hugs from all the mama bears, and you have, like, you know, who was it? Nani. Anissa, they were all like reaching out to her. But then Tori is like praying on her. She's like, we get this bitch home. You know, it kind of just eliminates an elimination round for the girls. I kind of like that there was the ruthless side. The rookies were kind of trying to figure out how they could flip the game upside down. But yeah, you said like there has to be countless times where these people can think about going home that they just cut, right? Because they would have that every Probably. Single week. Because yeah. these people who are like losing their mind because they're in a fucking funhouse with idiots. So.
I'd like to think I'm a good person, but at the same time, if there's that much money on the line and you're all smirking and thinking terrible thoughts about me, I know. But anyway, I don't know that I would, if someone was my friend and they were like, hey, I might go home, I'd be like, all right, cool, see ya. I'm going to stay here and keep going for this money because we can still be friends if you go home. But if I have a chance to win this money and I just put too much effort towards caring for you and that ultimately screws me, well, then that's going to be a problem.
We're not really friends. We happen to be on the challenge together. Like, yeah. Me and Zach aren't really dating. We just happen to be on the challenge together.
For me, it would depend how, like, where I stood with my alliance. Like, how many people did I have left knowing that I could get votes or sway votes the right way?
I mean, Jen is not a player, though.
No. But I'm saying, like, how you said you would just be like, cool, all right, cool. Like, I'll see you when I get home. I would like be like in my head, be like, all right, how many people do I still have here on my alliance? Who's left?
Yeah, I still can't believe that they – I like you said, Connor, be like, go home. Do we got to do – Zach's probably cheating on you anyway. Like, just go home. There's nothing that going home would have accomplished for her other than to ease her mind because those problems are going to be there no matter what. And I don't think they're going to get either better or worse. And apparently they're fucking engaged now. We go on to the other side of the house. Kayla – and her ex-boyfriend or whatever, his pictures go up everywhere.
Mikey,
yes. We get a name, Mikey. We get a face to it, which I always said, I always like seeing the boyfriend's face, especially when he came on The Real World back in the day. Bananas and Wes kind of set that up. Was there anyone else who was involved in that, or was that basically their
Like Jordan was involved at some point, too.
That's a tough threesome to be coming at you, man. That's psychological warfare right there. Mm-hmm.
Jordan might have just been looking for a threesome, though.
that's true.
Yeah,
threesome guy.
Speaking of Bananas, though, I don't know if you guys caught this, and I might be overthinking this, but when he was talking about Bear and Kayla, he referred to Kayla as the Grand Canyon. Do you think that was a subtle dig at Kayla?
I'm sure. Like, it's just like kind of Bananas MO.
Yeah, it's a very Bananas thing to do. Bananas very, and
I feel like that's it's so subtle that it would just go said and unnoticed by most.
Yes.
So that's why it's good.
Like the Grand Canyon too. It just, you don't even know it's there. It just kind of just like a pebble. So I also just wrote this down. It was kind of a little like note that I was kind of lost in the subtlety of it all. But I feel like Nani, they're always like, Nani, go do this, go do that. It's like, you guys are so stupid. And she goes, and then she does it every single time, which is why I love Nani. She's just a fucking fun chick to have around in the house at all times.
You guys may give me shit for this, but I actually kind of felt bad for Kayla.
The pictures were a dick move, yeah.
No, it was definitely tough. It definitely was tough.
But at the same time, it's like, you're cheating on your boyfriend. Right. Like, you cheat on your boyfriend, people make fun of you for cheating on your boyfriend. It happens.
And I feel bad for Mikey P. Like, he didn't ask for this.
I feel bad for Bear.
He used to date Jenna? Someone reached out to us with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That Mikey P dated Jenna, too.
Yeah.
And she cheated on him with Zach.
Mikey P.
I'll tell you what, man. These shows are
Mikey
very,
podcast.
These shows are very incestuous. So, you know, you get what you put into this world.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Bear. Like, that's the one, that's the guy, he had a nice note. He was ready to to hook up again.
And I wouldn't feel bad. I don't feel bad for Bear. I feel like Bear has a fucking memory of a goldfish. Dude, it's 20 minutes later, and he's on to the next thing.
But it's been 7 episodes of Bear and Kayla.
Kayla's like, my life is over. And I'm like, you just ruined your, like, that was your life. And it's like, your life was, you ruined your life to hook up with Bear. Like, that is just so sad. And then, so then my wife was saying too, she's like, oh man, that really sucks. You know, her and her boyfriend are look really happy together. I was like on her Instagram. And I'm like, I think she's with a new boyfriend now. Is that right, JJ?
Yeah. She like apparently leaves the show, like just doesn't go home to the place where she lived for 3 years. And goes to like London. I don't know what happens with her and Bear in the UK, but now she dates another DJ who lives there. And I think that's where she is.
So her life is fixed. It got ruined and it got fixed in a couple of months. So shout out Kayla. Kayla gave us heat too on Twitter saying we were talking shit. We talked about it last week. Honestly, I don't know who talked shit about it.
I like Kayla.
I like Kayla too.
She owns cheating as best as you can, I guess.
Yeah.
A+ delayed freakout by her too with the like ball toss. Like it took like 30 seconds for it to kick in. She's like, "Wait, no, yeah, I'm mad now."
What a selfish move though to trash the house just because you're a little banged up and mad.
No, we need that. Shit.
Yeah, we do need it. No. We absolutely 100% need it. But totally selfish when you treat your house with all your housemates there like that.
I had a little quarantine freak out too. I'm like, yo, don't be spilling milk right now. Like, I don't want to go to the grocery store. Cause my, I don't know if I had said this on this podcast, but like my daughter just has gone through a phase where, cause like we're both working. So she just does stuff on her free time. She's been drawing on paper towels, coffee filters, and she just makes stuff with milk. And we're like, daddy can't go to the store. And if we don't have paper towels, coffee filters, or milk, this entire fucking family is just going up in flame.
This operation's going to be shut down real quick.
I got triggered. So anything else from the drama that I missed?
No.
Not from that drama.
Not from that drama. So we go to the challenge, and I think partially because of the challenge, or partially because of the drama, TJFL was coming in hot. He's like, all right, I don't like what I'm seeing here. And I'm like, it's never good when TJ – I don't know if he was just doing it to fuck with him or if he was being serious. I think he almost did it maybe to straighten up Jenna, who we probably thought might be on the quitting side of things. And they know Jenna's probably good to have around. And he was upset at the cast members, and he was talking about quitting. Him and Bear were talking about the Q word, which obviously carries a lot of weight on this show. It kind of got my blood moving a little bit. And I thought they were going to make the teams to be – to be what TJ was talking about, but I feel like the teams are just kind of randomly chosen again, right?
I need to hear the thought process how they make these teams. It doesn't seem like there's any rhyme or reason to it.
And, like, I saw Jordan and Anna, like, I feel like that team's going to win, and they sure as shit did. So they go into the challenge, and kind of as always, I'm like, all right, what are we blowing up here? What are we doing extreme? All this kind of shit. So they kind of do a Fast and the Furious thing. It seems like it's
what do not- you think they paid, though? What do you think Universal paid for them to do this Fast and the Furious thing, and now the movie doesn't come out for a year? Because it was supposed to be coming out in, like, a week or two. Yeah, so there would have been F9 commercials in between. There would have been more branding around it.
Yeah, that's a great point. That was definitely planned out that way. Wow, that's such a great point. And they definitely paid a ton.
Not only has, you know, the major league not playing games in baseball, we have the NHL NBA playoffs canceled for now or put on hold. The NFL had to do their draft virtually instead of in Vegas. And the challenge lost out on a nice little cross-promotion thing. Mm. All the sports are getting hit hard by this goddamn pandemic. That's a good point, JJ.
Are you guys Fast and Furious guys?
No, I like it, but I haven't seen a handful of them.
Okay. I haven't seen one. I'm just not into it, and I'm so happy Eddie's with me right now because I was really scared I was going to get exposed. Because it's one of those things that if you say around the wrong group of people, you'll just get those looks at you.
Like, for me, I saw Tokyo Drift, not bad.
Not bad. The official Eddie review, not bad.
I saw Tokyo Drift.
Not bad.
That's Eddie. Actually the only one I haven't seen.
Eddie, not bad. Just Tokyo Drift a billion times.
For me, it's just Fast and Furious and Too Fast, Too Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious, all-time soundtrack.
I just think, like, you take them for what they are. Like, I enjoy them because they're stupid and the corny lines, the over-the-top action.
I like them for that. That was, like, I went to see the first one and I left. And then the rest of them just come on HBO at some point.
Right.
So, like, if you're in college, you live in a frat house, you live in an apartment with a bunch of guys, whatever, like, they're just on, and at some point, you'll be, like, smoking a bong, and now you've watched it.
It's the perfect – it's, like, a good bong complimentary piece with the bong. Okay, I can take that. Eddie, I need you on Lights, Camera, Barstool. Anytime that you've seen the movie, we just get your review, and it's three words or less, though. Not bad would have been the Tokyo
Drift. Saw Tokyo Drift. Not bad.
Not bad. Quarterback from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, Mike Winchell.
Mike Winchell, yeah.
Who? Is that Sarazen?
No, the movie.
Okay, the movie. The movie. Yep.
Fun fact.
It's not going to be that fun.
Well, for me, it will. Girl I dated in high school, or excuse me, girl I dated in college went to Permian High School. Knew all those guys.
Wow. Okay.
I actually visited her hometown. I went to Ratliff Stadium to check it out.
On the count of three, thumbs up or down, was that a fun fact? 1, 2, 3.
Only because he went to the stadium.
Oh, 50-50.
Besides that, it's like, what'd you get? Barbecue from a truck stop? Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, you're in West Texas.
You might as well head coach Texas Tech.
This challenge was interesting because I feel like everyone was like, oh, my God, this is so crazy. But nobody fell off or anything. So I feel like it was like it's a fun thing you could probably do to, like, you could go somewhere and pay for it. But I don't feel like the challenge was –
Can we talk about what a liability this whole episode was between letting Jay rock with a concussion and letting Melissa just bounce her baby off the side of a tractor trailer? Like, what are we doing here, guys? I just kept thinking, like, oh, my God. Oh, no. They showed her. I bet they hate when they look at it and they're like, shit, they got it done, too. So we really got to show them.
Mm-hmm. So it's Melissa, the one that has the baby. I always forget.
Yeah,
always
or she's, still, she's still pregnant. She's very pregnant.
She did well, too.
Yeah.
She did good with bananas.
Speaking of liabilities, Josh.
Josh. Do you think he threw it? Do you think he actually threw it on purpose?
No, he's too dumb. Josh? He's too dumb.
Oh, my God. He is the worst. Just the worst. And then just standing like, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know.
100%.
My wife was saying, why would the producers not just, like, tell them? And I was like, because where's the drama in that? Like,
Corey was going to rip his head off. When she found out that he knocked it off right away, I was like, oh, here comes it, just an all-time Tory freakout.
Yeah.
I love that they dropped the Limp Bizkit, Undertaker, American Badass.
Yes.
Rolling.
And that
was good.
When Bear came on the screen. Bear is the key to these fucking, like, old school 90s songs, I think.
You know, this motherfucker as well. Corey again. Who was his partner?
Corey was with Maddie. Maddie. Yeah.
You know,
Maddie
they left. Failed. They didn't do it right. They're like, hey, F9, if you need two extras to hop in your action scene, we got you. It's like, dude, you didn't fucking even complete it.
Yeah.
He threw in the caveat as long as they didn't have to do anything with puzzles, which I did kind of appreciate.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. Speaking of puzzles, I thought the funniest thing was when Nelson's talking about, yeah, I got my girl, Nisa. She's great at puzzles.
Nelson started flexing as it started.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, it's a 10-piece puzzle. You don't need to be a member of Mensa to figure this out. Like, she's no advantage more so than anybody else.
And Anissa acted just like anyone else would after a Nelson hype fucking video at them. She's just like, I got to deal with this fucking dickhead. I fucking love Anissa. That was incredible. She fucks up. Nelson is beyond furious with her. Why does he give a fuck? You don't get any. You don't get pride. Like, remember, you get like a sidekick back in the day, or
$100.
He didn't win or lose shit. It's not even a guy's elimination, and he's acting like he just saw Game 7 of the finals.
Because he goes ham, and every time he's out there.
I will say that, you know, if you want to talk the actual strategy of the game, Bananas made a good point. If you're one of the only teams who's able to complete it, I guess that looks good. Even though it's not a guy's elimination, it looks good for you.
Yeah, I don't think there's any point though to, like, freaking out on an OG though. Like, correct. I think the freakout did more harm for him than the loss, right? Because now Anissa's probably like, fuck this guy, and your name might come up, you know, in next week or whenever the fuck we have another elimination.
I think he just, like, he overplays it because he's trying to keep himself, like, in the mix. Because they'll get him invited back because he doesn't win. He doesn't hook up with people. Like, he never hooks up with anyone. He doesn't win. All he could do is get in arguments or just be silly. Like,
yeah,
that's all it is. Like, Jay, because he got the concussion and the way, like, TJ you know, like talks to him at the end. Like he, no matter what he does the next time he gets invited back, he's guaranteed another time after that. Like that's another paycheck. Cause they'll call TJ and be like, hey, so we're doing the challenge 37. Here's the day we're going to go. And he'll be like, all right, what time do me and Jay land? Cause like, now Jay's in.
Another 80s wrestling reference. He's a lot like Jimmy Hart. He's very loud, very bombastic, very in your face, but he doesn't do much other than that. But he does that, I guess, well, if you want to say it.
No, I know what you're one. So no.
Yeah. Well, he does. He's loud though. He does make you remember. You remember Nelson for better or worse.
Saying that's strategic, I think you're giving him a little too much credit.
It's definitely not strategic. It is. It's him just thinking, I can be over the top and
I gotta
I'm a shitty actor.
Yeah. I got to be in the mix.
He equates being in the mix with just being really bombastic and goofy.
D kept, like, just inserting herself in there, like, now I've got it. You know, now I've got my red skull. I may be a thing. No, everyone's talking about Jenna and Tori and Bailey. Like, no one's thinking about you. Shut up, D.
Listen, Jenny's on easy street, huh? I mean, like, she got her skull, and, like, I feel like she hasn't been on the show.
Yeah, it's just, like, her and Tori. Just get them to the finals, essentially, is what I'm sure Jenny's thinking.
I had one other note. It was one of the British people, but she said, one of the British girls said overly fussed when she was talking about somebody getting really worked up. And I'd never heard overly fussed before. And I thought that was great.
D basically is the dude in your fantasy league that drops like the guy with like the second string running back. Everyone knows going to be there in the second half. And then the fucking best team in your league picks him up. You're like, you fucking just gave them the championship, asshole, or at least got them to the finals. And that's exactly what she did by giving – because no one's going to throw her in the challenge. First of all, no one's going to jump in there with her. And she's probably not going to allow herself to be played where she can get voted in. So it'll be interesting the rest of the way, though, I guess.
One other note that I heard like two or three times throughout this challenge, and I might just be showing my age, but it gets me irrationally angry. Everyone now – that says, live my truth. What's my truth? That what's your truth? Like, what the hell? When did that start becoming a thing? Like, somebody, your truth. Everyone's saying about my truth. That's not my truth. That's not my, like, what? What are we talking about?
It's a younger generation thing. Cause Anissa said it tonight. I heard her say that. And I was like, that's like at least one like Generation Z, millennials, whatever the fuck it is.
Bailey was trying to speak her truth. I'm going to speak my truth. And Jordan was like, all right, well, I'm going to speak you were bad at this game. And that's why we didn't win.
Yeah.
Like you needed extra time. That's why you didn't win. And she was just so mad. Funny when these people who dominate other shows, like someone who wins Big Brother or whatever her accomplishment was, are like, oh, well, I'm going to come and dominate this thing. And it's a different game, and there are different alliances and all this stuff. And when they don't get their way, they throw a fit.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Jordan dominating basketball and thinking I could just go play baseball, and not quite. I'm sorry, Ed, you kind of looked at me crooked there. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit a nerve there.
Kind of fucked up.
You had the most fucked up tweet of the night, Ed. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, there's a couple Knicks fans on this podcast here, Ed. You throw in
I forgot to take Reeves.
Throwing the big three out there. I retweeted on the No Quitters of the super team, Porzingis, Derrick Rose, Carmelo Anthony. That was good times, man. I miss those times where we were so bad, but at least we were so preposterous at the same time. So we got good shit out of that. Do you think Jordan's getting it from the Sway Lee Hive? I've looked it up. It's the Sway Lee Hive.
Oh, you can see it. You're blocked though.
I'm not blocked.
How can you be in the Hive when you're blocked?
Hey man, I'm just a bee buzzing. I don't give a fuck about if
they're
I
the
go
worst.
To the. There's no fucking. Honeycomb or whatever, the Hive. I just fly around buzzing people.
Just be ready. If there is a D or if there's a Tory Jordan versus Swaggy Bailey coming up, I'm ready to go after the Swaggy Hive or whatever they call themselves.
You're not ready for it, Reeves. I'll tell you right now. I'm getting flooded by Korean baseball fans right now because I've represented my love for the Dinos, and I have these fucking LG Twins fans throwing weird-ass Korean memes at me now. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that going to go on? Like, how long is everyone on Twitter going to pretend like they're enjoying that? Through the weekend?
I'd say through the weekend. It's like the XFL. It's the same amount of games.
Yeah.
So it's like the XFL made it 4 weeks. This will make it 4 games. It's the same amount of games,
basically. It's like being like, oh, I really love like barbecue food, but like I'm gonna get a McRib.
Yeah.
So Jordan wins. Jordan. So it's Jordan and who is this? Nani? Jordan and Nani. And I was kind of confused when they picked Jenna, but I felt like there was some more like back end to it. And I do appreciate Jordan at least pretending to explain it, whether or not
I thought it was going to be a fight. Motives. I thought like Nani cut him off because I thought that Jordan obviously wanted Tori in the tribunal. I was kind of blown away when he explained, like, no, this is what we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if he doesn't have, like, a beef, like, a real beef with it, it's a girl's challenge. So, like, it should be Nani's decision. Nani should be in the driver's seat.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So, from there, I mean, that's basically where they end off. I'm still not sure. I thought Jenna was going to just straight up. I thought we were going to get a full episode and Jenna was going to quit. It looks like she might. I wouldn't be surprised if she goes in no matter what. But we do get a. Oh, and I have to shout out Limp Bizkit. Did we already shout out Limp Bizkit?
Yeah,
I know we said Jewel. Jewel and Limp Bizkit getting. Oh, that's right. We did with Bear. And then Eve Six. So we had three old school bands tonight going with The Offspring last week. And I think there was a couple others. I hope they keep this going.
I do too, but maybe this is a little too far-fetched because everybody's got the internet at their fingertips. But do you think younger people are listening to this like, wow, this is great new music?
No.
Okay.
No. I will say that, like, I'm sure a couple people are like, oh, shit, like, younger people are probably like, my older brother listened to this and shit like that. The challenge music, at least for me, it's always just been background noise because it's a bunch of newer shit that I've never heard before. So
it has to be very, very poignant for me to notice. Like, when Jewel came on tonight, I definitely noticed that. But then also the Limp Bizkit. The Eve Six song, that didn't register with me.
Well, is it Here's I for knew the Night? Song. No, it was Think Twice.
That'd be sweet if they play Here's to the Night.
That should be for like the reunion show.
Yeah. I like that song.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Not bad.
Not bad.
Oh, man, I love you, Eddie, so much. So again, we kind of brought this up earlier. See, the episode ends, and I'm like, well, you know, that's that. Then we get the rest of this season on, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And I don't know. I tried to jot a couple notes down. There was so much shit going on. You guys are better at getting this than I do. I used to rewind it, slow motion it. I kind of don't do that anymore. I like to be surprised. But we clearly have – like Red Skull Mania sets in, Red Skull Fever. People are losing their minds over not getting it. TJ is saying how, hey, you guys kind of just wasted your time and you need to get these Red Skulls. So people are asking to go in. They show Bananas in. They show, I think, Tori, Corey. You see a couple different people in there. Big T is blood on the floor and she's complaining about something, which Big T is the biggest wild card. I don't know what the fuck that story is about.
She was just like, oh my god, there's a truck, it's gonna be crazy, we're gonna be on a truck. And she was like, oh my god, we're on a truck, what is going on?
It all depends on what wig she's wearing.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree, Clem. I don't really like watching it either. Like, I just kind of tuned it out because they just give shit away. So
yeah there was
looks like Anissa's in a fight.
Yes, Anissa looks like she's in a fight. There's a soapy battle, like a challenge or something like that.
There's a brawl in the hall.
Is there a brawl in the hall?
It looked like it.
Like a brawl, like a fight at the house, or a hall brawl?
A hall brawl. Sorry, the hall brawl.
The Oklahoma drill.
Yeah. I love that there are two different versions, and it could be either. It's probably both in the same episode, knowing the way it goes. Anything else on the next on? Because I didn't really write too much down here.
No, it just looked like a perfect kind of halfway point. Here's the next.
My only other thing, though, we forgot to bring this up at the beginning, is at least now that Jay's gone, the guys are actually going to get a lot more interesting because someone else is fucking confirmed on the chopping block.
Yep. Yes.
Good point. Who do you think who are you setting odds for the favorite for the leader in the chopping block?
Maybe Swaggy, but I do got to say, someone to keep your eye on. He didn't do great because Jenna kind of stunk. But Fessy's sneaky been, like, really solid.
I forgot he was even around for, like, this episode. It's like, oh, shit. Like, he just kind of floated under the radar where he did enough to not be, like, all right, this guy sucks, let's throw him in. But also not well enough to be like, no, we have to throw him in to just try to hope he gets eliminated.
That's why he fucking was going to make the NFL, because he didn't have any yards, but he always got all those touchdowns because you forget about him the first 99 yards, and then he's getting those 1 yard fucking lobs in the end zone. So I was with you. I forgot all about Fessy.
I know.
It blew my mind when I saw him on there. MVP, LVPs. JJ, lead us off. MVP?
Ooh, MVP. I mean, I guess it's got to be Jordan. I think Jordan just continues. Like, he is dominating every element of this game from just, you know. No, I would stay, Jenna. Like, what do you think of Tori? We need her to stay. We need to take advantage of her.
Yeah.
Going twice, winning, giving it right back to Bailey. Like, I'm here for it.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And I also say, like, the haircut just drives me nuts. It's going to drive me nuts all season. It's not going
when away. He has it up, it's like, oh, that's a cool haircut.
Yeah.
You have cool guy hair.
Riggs, MVP.
I think I'm going to go with Tori for kind of the same reason, like just immediately going to the mental aspect of, well, I can get some easy skulls here. Like, I'm waiting for her to start coordinating, like sending DMs to Jenna so Zach can read it.
Gotcha. That works. I think, and again, she was ready to pounce on Jenna.
Pounce on Jenna, stuff. And then she is ready to pounce on someone else too. Yep. She's like, this is it.
Yeah. And even the way, like Jay, kind of going back to Jordan too, the way he didn't immediately throw Tori on his team and do that, they kind of like were able to think a little bit. That was like 4D chess. Eddie.
I'm going to go Nani. She doesn't get many wins. So.
She's good.
Nice. know. That's true. Cons.
I'm going to go with an obvious one. It's bananas. Just it was more of a vintage bananas performance where he's kind of playing the puppet master, just messing with people, getting in people's heads. But also he performed pretty well on the actual challenge of it too and spoke up but when TJ was talking. So I think he kind of showed his experience in this episode, and you like to see that out of him.
Okay, I'm going to go with – I'm going to go with a few people said this too, and I agree. The DJ got to give out props to the
nice.
DJ here. Three, the music was fat, PHAT fat. We're going to throw it back in the 90s.
There we go.
Circa 97, that word. Wow.
Yeah, it was great. If you guys could choose one band to hear on next week's challenge from the 90s, what band would you choose? Or one really song, tough. Whatever. Yeah, I should have priced
it. Give me two Princes.
Yes,
bananas, and or just Bear and a shot of Mikey P. Like Kayla's got to make a choice, or just give me Bananas and West, just something with them being silly.
It's a really good one.
It's a good one.
Maybe if Jenna's like really feeling herself and in her feelings, maybe some Counting Crows. I don't know.
That's a good one.
I'll go with Jenna, kind of thinking about leaving. Lisa Loeb, Stay.
Just yeah.
A song. I'm a big Lisa Loeb guy. Eddie, can I get your review on Lisa Loeb, Stay?
Lisa Loeb, stay.
You say I only hear what I want to.
Oh, I don't know enough to comment. I apologize. I'll say this, though. Newfound Glory, My Friend's Over You.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
Newfound Glory does a good Stay cover, too, Eddie. We're going to get you into both of those, and we'll get a review next episode.
I think I would go with Hootie and the Blowfish. Play a little like classic. Hold My Hand or Let Her Cry when Jenna's like on the video with Zach.
I need some kind of challenge where they just have to hold one another's hand and then you play Hold My Hand. Just
literally standing perfect. There.
Yeah,
just go old school MTV and give me Firestarter or something.
Yes,
should have had that for that last round. They played that music video 1 billion times.
LVP. I could kind of go LVP with MTV because I'm going to tweet this out. Eddie did a blog on it. They showed the MTV schedule. I retweeted it today. Someone had tweeted at us. The MTV schedule.
Yeah.
Did you guys see? I texted it to you guys. That's right. The amount of ridiculousness that's on in a day is so much more ridiculous, for lack of a better term, than I could have ever imagined.
Ed, are you allowed to share that insight that you shared with us?
I think so. I mean, it's from a random person, but apparently the reason why they do it is because production companies charge you X amount if you show something over and over. So I guess ridiculousness is probably cheap and it's more expensive to show other shows, I guess.
Yeah, ridiculousness is probably like within MTV that they use for the production company, but all these other shows, especially shows like Jersey Shore and all the older shows from the 90s, probably had all these obscure production companies. So, yeah, they probably get the royalties. So that makes a lot of sense.
That makes sense.
Unfortunately for us, though.
Yeah.
It's absurd. It's absurd.
Because I would love to see some Life of Ryan.
and throw back MTV Spring Break. I mean, though the shit we do on Friday night TGIF, yeah. right? Which, have we announced the TGIF? Are we confirmed with TGIF for Friday night, Reeves?
We are.
Make the announcement.
We got Eddie, we got Carl, and obviously Clem and I, and maybe some others. We are doing literally TGIF. We're going to run through the old school TGIF shows, maybe some TNBC talk in there. Everything from power ranking girlfriends, theme songs. You got it covered.
Women. Good start. That's a good start. We're going to be rating women. It's going to be we got to start a burn book.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the 90s, so you can do this.
Everything goes in the 90s. Yeah, when you're reviewing 90s shows, you play by the 90s rules.
Right.
So that is a terrible...
Listen, we watch Jay-Z, a Nas pretend to hang Jay-Z on TGIF. I'm pretty sure that won't get topped.
I still can't believe that was a real thing. And I, you know, that was like, I grew up during all that shit with the Summer Jam screen, and I had no idea, so... my LVP, anyway, is Zach. I've been waiting to give this fucker LVP for years. I've hated this guy with the podcast not in the air. I just the worst. Just ruining America's Sweetheart one episode at a time with the goddamn, just the slimiest move for when they were on a break. Don't like it.
Not only that, but not even saying, like, yeah, I love you. Just, like, he pulled the
bye.
That's the worst move.
He did all the best moves. She was like, do you want me to come home? And he was like, oh, I'm not going to have this. So then when she comes home, he can be like, I never said to come home.
Yeah.
32. And I just tweeted at the Buccaneers and said, I'll play for you guys if you want. Because he did.
Did he?
Yeah, he tweeted the Buccaneers when they got Brady and Gronk. You know, he'll play for a couple hundred bucks a game, he said.
Cons,
who's you know who my LVP is? It's Bailey because, one, there's no crying on the challenge. Did you guys notice that little tear streaming down her cheek? You can't be doing that. And number two, you can't tell the producers or the cameraman, get away from me. You're on a reality show. Whether you like it or not, you signed up for it. So you don't get to storm away and tell the camera, you don't follow me, get out of my face. That's precisely what that camera is there to do, to capture these real moments of you acting up. So, you know, realize where you are and just accept it.
Coming at the Hive. All right, fair enough.
I ain't afraid of the Hive.
You ain't afraid of the Hive. Eddie.
I'm going to go with the challenge itself. It was just kind of boring. I didn't really understand it. They're grabbing puzzle pieces and then they're putting them up there. It was never entertaining, I thought.
With the cuts in and out of the Vin Diesel life, you know, moments from Fast and Furious would have made it a lot better. But obviously, Jimmy said they described
it. And it was too long. Like, if that was just like one of the shorter challenges where they then focus on the drama and like an elimination, whatever. But that just took up way too long of the episode.
Didn't it feel like they extended it because they didn't have anything else and they needed to make it go that long? It did feel like they were stretching it out way too much. Reeves.
Nelson. He's the dumbest person in show history.
Well, that is a bold statement for this show, my friend.
That's very bold.
Name someone dumber.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like, it's all zero overall ratings, basically. JJ.
I think it's got to be Jenna. You got to be stronger. Your friends are telling you right to your face that you're in an abusive relationship. The internet's telling you that. You got engaged in front of the Rockefeller Christmas tree like common trash. Like you just flew in from like fucking Kansas.
Nebraska.
Yeah, like what are we doing here? And would you go to Bubba Gump after? You got to have the strength to walk away if you're going to be a female example for the next generation on television. You just have to be better, Jenna.
You have a responsibility when you have that platform.
Yeah, Charles Barkley didn't want to be a role model, but we helped him to it.
The thing about Bubba Gump, isn't that where the WWF restaurant used to be? Is it the same? I think it's the same restaurant. I
think so.
Is it that building? Did that also used to be ESPN?
ESPN Zone.
Remember that place?
Yeah, because I think ESPN Zone, WWF.
Have you been to the WWF restaurant?
Yes. And
I went to the one in Vegas.
The one when I was a kid. I went to the one in Times Square, and I thought about it recently, too, and I just thought, What a random ass restaurant that was. I don't know why it came over into my head the other day, but then JJ said Bubba Gump and it kind of brought it back again. ESPN Zone, I loved. You used to get the recliners and you get the big screen right there.
Great ESPN rips. Zone was cool too for all the memorabilia. I like museums and just looking at stuff like that and all that memorabilia. Yeah. Do you guys remember the one in New York though? It had all the baseball cards and I think the way it was placed was it was a picture of Babe Ruth, the outline. Yes. Mm-hmm. Which when they do that, where they take like a bunch of different cards, put them together and make something else out of that with the different colors and shading and all that, that always blows my mind.
Or when they take the pictures and it becomes like Bob Marley and it's all Bob Marley pictures.
I did that to my roommate, Lyons, after college. It's a mosaic. I got an app and I got like a beautiful, like nude woman, but it was all dicks. It was all just dicks. I just downloaded – I Google searched dicks and right-click, save as, and I had a folder full of dicks. It was weird.
Okay, probably something similar to what they did in the ESPN zone.
Yeah, pretty much exactly the same.
I thought you said that you made, like, a picture of him with all the dicks.
Right.
The
new picture. No, I was like, oh, dude, you probably like this in your room. I was like, oh, all right. Boom, dicks. It was
a folder full of dicks.
It was weird. I downloaded it on my work computer, too. It was not smart.
Should I
remember with like restaurants like that though, like Planet Hollywood, people were like, I don't know, Bruce Willis might be there.
I always have the people that buy the shirts too. Like I went to Planet Hollywood in New York or Orlando. Like
Hard Rock Cafe was the go-to t-shirt.
Yes.
What did they have in the WWF restaurant? Like
they had a ring. I remember the one in Vegas.
They would do Shotgun Saturday Night from there. That was like one of their shitty TV shows. That aired locally in New York on Channel 55.
So I remember the one in Vegas for sure had like – it was similar to like Hard Rock. Like they kind of had like the little museum section with like, you know, this is the outfit that so-and-so wore at WrestleMania, whatever. And then I distinctly remember the ring. And you could – they would then put tables in the ring too.
I pulled the plug too early. I think that could have worked.
Yeah, I'm in with you. One other comment I wanted to get out here. Matt Abe said, is it just me or does the bunker remind you of the facility in GoldenEye N64?
Wow, great call.
As soon as he said that, I was like, that's been in my head the entire time. I just never – and he like unlocked it. I was like, yes, I've had that in my brain this entire time. So shout out Matt for making that.
You know what's kind of crazy though? Like when you think back on all the seasons of The Challenge, how this one underground – bunker is probably the nicest house they've ever had when you consider everything.
That's true.
Minus, you know, nice views.
What do you mean?
Well, they have, you know, a really quality kitchen setup. They have an unbelievable gym and weight room area. They have
Nobody's been in the pool. I could tell you don't value pools, huh?
Well, they got the pool too. They got the pool.
That's what I want to see.
And he does value pools.
I wanted to see them get in the whirlpool going because it's an above ground. Just getting in there running.
That's true. They're not utilizing that enough. They need to. They need to get their white trash on.
I don't know if it's the nicest house. I would push back.
No,
on that one.
I'm a big pool guy, so I'm with Eddie on this. Like, give me a nice pool. Give me people in the pool. People doing sexy stuff in the pool.
The pool is where half the drama starts.
But like,
imagine not getting the Camilla. Imagine not getting Camilla.
Yeah, oh man, that was great. When she just walked in.
Yes.
People getting their clothes dumped in the pool. People getting pushed in the pool. There's always just.
All right, I'd like to do it again where I retract everything I just said for the last 30 seconds.
It's like Mean Girls when there's like everyone's by the water and everything and then they just fucking claw each other.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So wait, are you saying it's a nice – wait, not the nicest –
No, I retracted everything. Doesn't matter what I said.
I'm saying I don't think anyone owns – like not many of them own a nicer house. Like Wes clearly does. He has 50 businesses.
No. I was talking about houses in terms of the challenges.
Oh, no. Yeah. I can't disagree to that. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Do I title the episode Folder of Dicks? So people have no idea why the fuck it says it. Do I do that or not?
Listen till the end.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to put the title of the episode will be Fold Their Dicks. Because I realize people...
No, just title it. It's not bad.
It's not bad. And anything else you got to touch on? Anything I missed? Anything to go for? I mean, again, it was kind of a whatever episode filler, if you want to.
Next week now became the most important episode of the season.
Yes, because this is when I'm saying I imagine Connor's in the same boat. We're going to be like, we need some. Like, I need to see something here. I need to see get me like a couple first downs. I'm not asking for a touchdown, even a field goal. I just need a couple first downs here to show me you guys care still. and then just keep pumping out this fucking music. And if any of these songs play, I'm gonna go fucking crazy. we gotta get Eddie some fucking Lisa Loeb here, man. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. It might be my favorite song of all time.
Send it over. I'll do a wake up with it.
Perfect. There we go.
Thank you, Ed.
So if you guys are listening, subscribe, rate 5 stars. This one's not gonna be on us. If we don't keep going, it's because we didn't get enough love. So if you have any friends that listen, that watch the challenge, throw this in their ears, make them subscribe, rate 5 stars. In the 5-star review, which I can't even tell you, someone's like, how do you do it? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I just keep clicking on the podcast app until I get to the review section. Put in what 90s song you want to hear on the challenge next week. That'll be our little homework assignment for the day. So rate 5 stars, subscribe, whatever you want to call it, and don't quit on us. We won't quit on you.